You are listening to the Baby Sleep Answers podcast, the podcast that answers all your baby sleep questions, but it's also just your friend in your ear here to let you know it's normal to struggle, it's normal to have anxiety, and it's normal to want to sleep more. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 9th. Actually, April 9th is really important for me. It's a really beautiful date for me because 9 years ago on April 9th, I met Joe, and then 10 years ago. Oh my gosh, 10 years ago on April 9th, I met Joe. 9 years ago, we got engaged. 8 years ago on April 9th, we got married. So April 9th has been a really, you know, for those 3 years, it was very important. I guess nothing else has happened since. We just celebrated our anniversary. But happy anniversary to us. And also, we just came back from our trip that I talked to you guys about in the last podcast, and it was insane. It was just, we just did so much. Like, we got to Florida. Got to Florida and in Sarasota, we were going around doing a million things. And then we went to Orlando for just one day to go to Disney, just one day. And then we, you know, stayed there the night and then went back to Sarasota, and we were just doing a million things. And so kids were exhausted. We were like pushing bedtimes. We were like at restaurants at 9 p.m., which we have never done. And so obviously we had some insane meltdowns from our littlest, our 2-year-old, but she could hang, you know, she was fine. And then luckily this translated into just like passing out for the night and staying asleep basically every night. And so that was nice that they slept really well because we were all so exhausted. Bad news was I hurt my knee right before we left on the trip. I've just been running and I ran too hard, I guess. And, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not a big injury. But when you get hurt like that, you have to rest for a few days. And obviously I did not rest. You know, Disney was a whole day from, you know, straight 9 to 7 of walking, just walking the whole day and carrying kids and waiting in lines. And so my knee is extremely mad at me and it hurts so much. But there was this one moment at the end of the day, and you know, as a parent, okay, I keep saying, you know, I hope you know when I say, you know, when it doesn't just bug you, but as a parent, the first question you usually ask kids, what was your favorite part? I don't know why, but it just comes out, right? Sometimes I don't even mean to, and it just came out, but I asked them, and they each told me their favorite part after I coaxed them quite a bit, and they asked me, what was your favorite? And I said, you know what? I guess I say you know a lot, but I said, my favorite 3 parts were, one, when your sister got to see Tiana, because she got so excited, and when she got to see Elsa, and she, you know, it was really cute because I didn't realize how much she loves princesses. She never talks to them, we never talk about them, but she was loving the princesses. Anyways, I said, when your sister got to see the princesses and just loved it so much. And I loved it when you realized that we were going into a ride, like a real roller coaster. And my other favorite part is when you met Rapunzel, when your brother met Rapunzel and was so giddy to meet her and take a picture with her. And my son looked at me, he was like, okay, but those are not about you. What was your favorite part? And I realized that literally my favorite parts of this whole trip were just when they were the happiest. I cannot think of a different part. I mean, maybe just like holding hands with Joe and Disney was fun. But if you ask me for my top 3 moments, it's all to do when I saw my kids at their happiest. And I think that speaks so much to what it really means to be a parent, you know, because that, you know, is coming back. Because it's been 3 years almost. I mean, it's been 7 years really that I can honestly reliably say I'm going to go to bed and sleep all night. And, you know, every single night, wow, I really need to stop with this, you know. But every single night, I know there might be someone who needs me and I'm not going to get full rest. And this week, my knee hurts so much. I was literally just like popping ibuprofens left and right, my poor gut. But I wanted my kids to have a wonderful week, and they did, and it meant the world to me. And I realized that is literally what parenthood is. I always say, when you add a baby to your family, your highs get higher and your lows get lower. But those highs, that high of honestly just seeing my little 5-year-old like dance in happiness and excitement that he was going to meet Rapunzel. Like, I can't think of a sweeter moment right now or a happier moment. Or just seeing my kid wait for a whole hour, my most impatient kid wait for a whole hour to get on a roller coaster and then be on that roller coaster. Well, it's not even a roller coaster. It's the Tomorrowland, like those rocket ships that go around in circles. And it lasts about 2 minutes, maybe. I don't even know. But he got off and he said, can we go again? And just that excitement, just that being alive. And I'm not saying, you know, Disney is the answer to all happiness. I feel like I'm saying these are the moments you live for, taking your kids to Disney. It's not. But what I mean is, when you see them so alive and happy, it erases literally 7 years, 8 years of bad sleep, because it just makes everything beautiful, right? We had the eclipse yesterday, and my favorite part wasn't seeing the eclipse. We were lucky to be in the path of totalities and no clouds, and we literally saw the eclipse. But my two-year-old was a mess, and I think she was just thrown off by the whole situation because it was dark, and she was told not to look where everyone was looking without glasses, and she was just crying the whole time. But just holding her and soothing her through an eclipse was such a beautiful experience. And it also wasn't beautiful because she was screaming in my ear. But I think that's, you know, the paradox of parenthood is that you find the most just beauty in the world from being so downtrodden and in pain and exhausted. And you're able to see these beautiful glimpses of, I mean, not even, I wouldn't say glimpses of heaven, but I kind of feel like it, like this true joy that you can experience from being honestly and completely happy for someone else enjoying life. So that's what I wanted to just share today, and not necessarily sleep advice or sleep help, but just thoughts from a parent who's been obviously sleep deprived for so long. Actually, since we've been back from the trip, all three kids have slept through the night, which I did not expect, but I think they're just still recovering. But and if you have thoughts like this, please share them with me. A lot of you do reach out after podcasts, and I love to hear your thoughts. But I wanted to just spend some time talking about the beauty of being a parent. Anyways, I am going to go back to my house now and rest my knee and study my. I'm almost done with my first course of marriage and family therapy. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for all your comments, and I'll be back next week. Again, if you have any topics that you'd love to hear about, do tell me. I have my list, but if you have topics, anybody sends me a topic, I usually prioritize it because I want to make sure these are things you guys want to hear about. And yeah, thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful night. As always, if you want freebies, check out babysleepanswers.com/podcast. And also make sure you get my courses if you don't have them and you're still struggling. They are great. 5-star reviews all around. I think the only 4-star review I have in the last couple years said it worked great for her. And I don't know why she left 4 stars, but we're not going to judge it because it still reminds you that it's not robots leaving my reviews. All right. I hope you have a wonderful week.